I can see we have a few more joining us. Welcome. It's 7 o'clock according to my clock, so I think we're going to go ahead and get started. I just wanted to welcome you all to our closing the month call for August. Already? Let's see. Can you hear me? I think you can. I was muted for a second there. Anyway, wanted to welcome everybody to the call. I can't believe August is already two-thirds over. It's been such a fabulous month as I've had the opportunity to reach out and speak to many of you. I can feel your excitement and your enthusiasm with the samples you've been placing for our skincare products. So nice to have those samples available. And also as we're building towards Summit. I know many of you are working hard with your teams to make sure everybody has the opportunity to buy a ticket and to make plans to join us at Summit. I'm certainly hoping to meet many of you in person at this fabulous event that we're going to be having in September. I just wanted to take a minute and share with you why I personally think these events are so important. As a lot of you may have heard when I introduced myself formally a couple of weeks ago, I have a long history and background in network marketing, and originally was an Amway distributor back in the 90s. And I can tell you, attending major events like our summit were some of the most important and powerful experiences in my life. They changed me from the inside out. And I'll never forget the first time I sat in the audience with my little team. I was pretty new and I just had a small team with me, 5 or 6 people. I'd been to a few meetings on my own, and I remember sitting there and wanting desperately to have people attend with me. And so this particular event, I had my first team with me. And looking at them and watching them as they listened to the speakers, as they learned at the feet of masters, seeing their vision grow, seeing their hearts change, seeing them understand and see the world in a way they had not before was so powerful to me. It touched my heart and profoundly changed me forever. And I can guarantee you, if you will get your people, even prospects, even people who haven't joined yet, if you'll invite them and get them to come to Summit, they too can have some amazing life-changing experiences. Not only will they catch the vision of our amazing company and the fabulous products that we offer, but they'll see something bigger. They'll see the value of being in business for themselves, but not by themselves. They'll see the value of having an amazing upline that can help them and teach them as they're learning so they're not all alone. And the support that we provide at corporate with the tools and opportunities that we make available to you to help you be successful. And I just know that it will be the most important way that you can jumpstart your team in the 90 days following Summit is to have as many people there as you can from your team. Before I turn the time over to Jake, I just wanted to mention some of the really wonderful and exciting things that are going to be happening at Summit. Some of you may have heard we're going to have an absolutely incredible guest speaker. And we'll be posting some more information about him on our website, on our Facebook page shortly. But truly an inspiring man. You're going to love hearing from him. We are releasing so many new tools and other materials that you're going to love and enjoy that will help you build your business that we've had to create a cheat sheet so we can keep track of them all ourselves. And you'll be the very first to see those, to have them available, and to be able to use them. Not to mention the really incredible training that we'll have from our leaders and others who will be speaking to us over those 2 days. So I just want to encourage you, if you haven't already, to go ahead and get your ticket and be prepared to join us there. As always, it is my pleasure to introduce to you our wonderful Jake Hines, Director of Sales for North America, and he's here to help us as we prepare to close the month strong. Jake, are you there and ready to get on?
Yes, Gina, thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Good. making sure I didn't accidentally mute myself like I did you. So sorry about that. Got a bunch
no
of people.
No problem.
Time and their slide clicked up as I was, yours did as clicking up. So anyways, Gina, thank you so much, everybody. I know for all of you that have had the chance to meet and talk to Gina, you already know what I'm about to tell you, but she is an incredible individual. I think that it's important to mention that Gina and I worked together in this industry before, but she had a very successful career going in real estate. And when I reached out to her and talked to her about what was going on at Q and about the opportunity here, literally within seconds, she's like, I would love to talk to Mark. And it showed me her heart, her deep passion for this industry, for IBOs like yourself, for what this industry can do for people, and just the love for you. And that comes across. I know it does as you guys are interacting with her. And I the thing I love about Gina, she absolutely hit the ground running. We brought her in right in the midst of all this craziness of Summit. And I can tell you, it's almost surreal because as much in advance as you plan, it always seems like we're actually inside a month until this great event. And there are so many details to what is going to happen and what's going to take place at Summit, from the speaker that Gina talked about to the leadership training that's going to happen on Thursday evening for the elites and above at our leadership mixer, to all of the great resources and tools and videos and things that we haven't even talked about yet that are going to be rolled out on Friday afternoon. Obviously, we're going to launch the amazing skincare that you guys have been sharing, and that you've been seeing these great results, not just from a product perspective, but in your business. I'm telling you guys, it's hard, but there's so much going on that it's almost like we lift our head up and we go, oh my gosh, I can't believe everything that's already been done and all the things that are in the works and transpiring to get ready for you. But I want to go back to, I had the privilege of being at a meeting for Melanie Houghton and her team last week. And the opportunity, the best parts of those meetings for me are the time after, the time before and the time after, where we get to sit and intermingle and talk and share each other's stories. And we were talking about Summit, and we were talking about that, you know, what's really powerful is when individuals, when leaders go out and they build event to event, it's very powerful from the perspective that, you know, As you're out building your business, you're giving of yourself, you're sharing with people, you're giving of your time, you're giving of your energy. And what I'm excited about for this coming summit is I can promise you that you're going to leave filled. That if you find your tank at all on reserve a little bit, if you've been running hard, which I know a lot of people have, and that's the point of this call tonight, is to kind of regroup and rally us all for the last 8 or 9 days of the month. You will be filled. I can promise you, with the speakers that we have, with the trainers that we have, with the motivation, inspiration, you're going to get a lot of great information, but I can promise you that you'll leave filled, that you'll leave feeling like you're ready to just like rocket fuel to go out, support your team, build your business, and continue to grow. So as Gina has done, I want to continue to just reinforce and emphasize the importance of being not just at this event, this is the one we're focused on because it's the next one up, but making that a part of the bloodstream of your organization, to attend events and make that a part of your culture. I can promise you with everything that I have, and I know Gina and I know Mark and anybody on the corporate team will tell you, you will not be sorry for attending this event. That you'll leave going, oh my gosh, I wish this person and this person and that person and this prospect would have been there. And I love one of the things that Gina said that I want to kind of circle back on. Guys, this is going to be a great way to showcase who Q is and what we're all about. For people to be able to come in and see the culture, see the family, see the support, see the excellence in products and in tools that we have. What a great opportunity for you, not just to have your team and people that are already part of the Q family, but to showcase what that's all about. So I hope that you purchased your ticket. If you haven't, I want to encourage you. First thing you do when you get off tonight is get that done and get your team members there. So as I mentioned, I've had the opportunity to be out, be at meetings. I've been talking to people, and there's no doubt there's an incredible buzz going on. There's a great buzz around the new skincare, but there's also just a great buzz around what's happening at Q and as we're moving towards the summit. And I got the privilege, And again, one of the things that I enjoy the most is as we're in these meetings, we're in people's homes, we're meeting new people. And I got to meet for the first time the person that I'm going to bring on the call, and I got to hear her story. And I'm not going to steal her thunder, but one of the promotions that we have leading into Summit is enroll three and get one free, meaning that if you enroll three new IBOs on our skincare pack, you will get a full-size set of all five products, so all five products full-size free at Summit. And that's anywhere between $250 and $350 in product, plus all the commissions and everything else that obviously you get for doing that. And this, for just coming on board, I believe in July, has already accomplished that and is actually going to enroll her fourth brand new IBO here in the next day or so. And so I've had an opportunity to hear her story, but I want you guys to hear what she's experienced as she's joined the Q family and as she's gone out and shared these products, but specifically the skincare. So Cheyenne Houghton, I want to introduce you and have you come on the line. I'm going to unmute you here really quickly and let you tell us your story. So Cheyenne, I'm going to pass the call over to you.
Okay, thanks, Jake. So my family and I were introduced to Q Sciences and the Q96 product a few years ago by Melanie Houghton, and we tried it and loved it. We saw noticeable changes in our family. My kids were so much more calm and happier. Melanie then approached me about becoming an IBO. At that time, I didn't think I had the time to put in to quote-unquote sell the products. I had three kids, they race motorcycles and play soccer, and a husband out of town all the time. So at the time, it just wasn't for me. But in the end of June, Melanie approached me and she says, "Well, you got to try these samples from the private collection." After I finally remembered to try them, I was so excited and so amazed at the results. Instant, with just a few minutes. No waiting 4 to 6 weeks, hoping to see a difference like other products. I ended up signing up that day. I knew this was going to be something that was amazing. And I wasn't going to have to sell the product. I wasn't going to have to like force conversations, you know, trying to get people interested in it. This was going to be something that was going to sell itself. And then after I heard that it's, you know, all natural, no harsh chemicals, and actually good for your skin, I knew this was something that I wanted to be a part of. So after seeing my post, I put a post on Facebook. That was by far the hardest thing for me to do in trying to grow my business and share. I don't like to post things like that. I was worried about putting myself out there and, you know, having people think I'm crazy, which some of them probably did. But the ones that didn't, they contacted me and wanted samples, wanted to know what it was and how they could get it. So like Jake said, I've signed up my three IBOs, and I've got another one that I'm just trying to get on the right schedule with to get her signed up as well. So I'm just super excited to be a part of this amazing company and help share these awesome products, and I'm excited to see where it goes. So
that's so great, Cheyenne. Thank you so much for sharing. And it's funny because as I was listening to her story and she was talking about motocross and she was talking about her boys racing and the schedule, I think we were talking today and she said that they had 6 straight weeks of racing and then off for a weekend and then 8 straight weeks of racing and then off for a weekend. They are incredibly busy. She's a young family. And it was so powerful for me to sit and listen to the ease of not there an emphasis on the importance. And you heard her say Q96 and what it did for her family, but the ease in which she found sharing this. And she had a friend who she enrolled, Casey, who literally walked in. Melanie said, "Hey, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you want to tell her your story?" And she just simply said, I got the samples. I posted my before and after, and the response was overwhelming with the people that wanted to try the product. And so I think it's such a great testament to the door opener that it is the skincare and what we're seeing in regards to the results of the enrollments. And again, it doesn't take away by any stretch the significance of the nutraceutical line that we have in Q96 and all of the other products. But what a great gateway, what a great entry point for those people that want to focus there. on getting people in, getting them exposed, experiencing, seeing what Q is, getting them in the door, and introducing them to all of the products and all of the opportunity and all the tools and resources that we have to support people. So, Cheyenne, I love your story. I know you've been put on the spot a lot lately, but you're doing a phenomenal job, and so grateful for you taking the time. I know you got an incredibly busy schedule with all the things you got going on with your family, so thank you for sharing tonight. And I wanted to share that because, again, we've now been really moving into this process of running the month and being very intentional about each and every month, how we approach our business, how we approach the front part of the month with we opening, where we kind of look back, we celebrated everything that happened the previous month. We look at where we ended the month. We identify and set a goal for where we want to see ourselves at the end of the month that we're in. That we set activity based on that, create accountability by emailing our upline, letting them know what our goal is. That engages them and allows them to participate in our success and in what we're trying to achieve, and allows them to also, you know, move themselves in our calendar and be a part of that. And then the middle part, really just going to work, the three-way calls, right? Doing three-way calls, doing the exposures, getting people on the Facebook Live events, getting them on three-way calls, getting them to presentations, whatever that next event is, but really being in that exposure and enrollment mode. And then as we get to the end of the month where we find ourselves now, is really keying in on these last, you know, 10, 11 days of the month. Obviously, it's a little shorter since the 20th fell on the Sunday and we're doing all the call on the Tuesday, but really focusing our attention to this last part of the month and driving growth and driving volume and ultimately, really, I think, harvesting what we've done over the previous 20 days or so and the seeds that we've been planting and as we've been taking people through the process of exposure, samples, videos, three-way calls, webinars, all of that, and beginning that enrollment process. And so the challenge is, as you get to this point in the month, looking back and identifying, okay, what was the goal that I set for myself, right? Where did I want to see myself by the end of the month? Where do I stand at this point? Maybe I'm ahead, maybe I'm right on target, maybe I'm behind. But then identifying that, reestablishing activity if that's necessary, meaning if I'm a little bit behind, if I'm behind where I thought I would be by the 20th, and let me go back a little bit. The reason why we set the date of the 20th for the closing of the month is that our last active auto ship hits on the 20th. And so the importance of that is it allows you to see where you stand. So all of your auto ships within your organization should have processed. You should see the volume that's there. You should see where you stand in the month. And then that gives you a very clear picture to go out and target these last several days. Now, there are some specific action items that we can take as we close out the month. Here's action item number one. And I would encourage you not just to do this for yourself, but look at your team members, challenge them to do the same thing. Go in your back office and make sure that you're active. Make sure that you personally are qualified to get paid the commissions for the month of August that you're supposed to get paid. So go back, make sure that you're active. If you're not, then man, get on the phone with customer success, order product that you need to make sure, or customers, whatever, but make sure you're active and qualified to earn the commission that you need to. Make sure that your team members are in that same spot, okay? That's really important because here's what I can tell you happens sometimes. Especially today, it's amazing with all the credit card fraud and all of that that's going on. A lot of times, people will forget I've done it, right? I get a new card, I lost my card, somebody, you know, fraud happened, I get a new card, I forget to call everybody that I need to update that. And so, unintended consequence, my Q auto ship doesn't go through. I don't even think about it because I'm busy. And then it gets to September and I'm like, oh my gosh, totally missed that. So take that as an action item with your team to identify and make sure that the people that are supposed to be that you know should be active, that they're active. And if they're not, reach out to them and just give them a friendly reminder. Okay. But then these last several days of the month, based on where you're at, then set your activity for these last several days. And if you need to amp the activity up, then great, do that. If you need to stay the course of where you're already at and continue the activity you already have planned, then do that. If maybe you're way ahead of where you thought you would be, then maybe that's an opportunity for you to reset your goal and stretch yourself a little bit and push a little harder these last several days of the month. But once you've identified that, once you've locked that in, then it's, again, your chance to create some accountability but also some support and participation by emailing your upline. So email your upline tonight. Say, hey, remember, I'm running to this month. This is the goal. This is where I'm getting to at the end of the month. Here's the three-way calls. Here's the webinars. Here's the presentation. Here's the videos that I'm sharing. Here's the samples that I'm getting out. Whatever it is, if it's the activity for these last several days, send that to them and give them the opportunity to plug themselves into that activity with you and supporting to help pull you across the finish line. And then the last part of that is, man, head down and go get it. Go get whatever that goal is. And I try to reinforce this every single week because I think it's so important that it's not just about the goal that you're striving to achieve. It's about the story that you're creating. We are in the business of telling stories. What I love tonight about what Shine did, she simply just told her story. That was her cue story, her journey, where she had been, what she had experienced, and the success that she had as a result. So we're constantly building our story. So for you, being able to go out, set that goal and achieve it, it's a story that not only you get to tell, but it's also a story that your whole organization has the opportunity to tell. Because the reality is there are going to be people that come onto your team that maybe haven't had that success immediately. Maybe they're still in their journey and their story building on the product. And so their opportunity to go out and share falls on sharing your story or somebody else's story within your organization. I can tell you that in the first company I built, a lot of my success was directly in proportion to sharing the story of my upline. The person that enrolled me sharing their experience and their success until I had gone out and accomplished and created my own story that I could begin telling. So that's my challenge to you. Set that goal, see where you're at, establish your activity, create some accountability, and then, man, go get it. And remember, it's not just about you doing this. It's about creating, just like we talked about with events, right? Creating that culture, creating that blood flow of we attend events. We do this. We are strategic. We're intentional about running the month. And I know, I talk to a lot of you. I know that so many of you are doing this. I know that you're incredibly intentional about what you're doing during the month. But my passion for this is to not see anybody waste time, because I know, you know, again, I'll go back to Cheyenne, her time and hearing her story, she has blocks of time and they're very, very precious to her because of what she's got going on with her family to be able to spend building this business. And we want to make sure that that's very strategic, that it's intentional, and it's incredibly resourceful and productive. And I'm another plug for Summit. Resources and the tools and the technology and all the things that you're going to see that get rolled out at this event are in light of that. I know, I with everything that's going on in life and everything that's happening, the amount of time that Mark's spending and his passion as our CEO of creating an environment that literally allows you to build your business regardless of where you are and what you're doing, you're going to see the passion and the strategy behind that at Summit. Because again, for most people, we're doing this part-time. And so for you to have the ease and the convenience to be able to do that in the palm of your hand in blocks of time, we want it to be very productive, very intentional, and very strategic. And so I hope that you build this culture in with your organization of being targeted with your activity, having goals in mind and going out and accomplishing those, and ultimately building an incredible story for you to tell and for your team to tell. So with that, guys, we're here to support you. Gina, myself, love to be a part of. If you need us for three-way calls, if you need us to be a part of your meeting, closing it out, whatever you need, plug into us, plug into your upline. We're seeing great activity. Continue to promote Summit. We cannot wait to see you guys. We're less than a month away. So keep doing what you're doing, pound it out and continue to grind and push forward to Summit. And then I promise you, you'll be filled up and challenged to ready to go out and create momentum like we've never seen at Q Sciences. With that, this closing the month call is officially in the book. We love and appreciate every one of you so much for all that you do, what you're committed to, and what you lay on the line every day. Have a phenomenal rest of your month and rest of your week. Take care, and we'll talk to you guys again on our opening the month call, which is the first business day of September. Have a good evening, everybody.